Welcome to Strength for This Day, the radio teaching ministry of This Day Ministries. And now with a word from the Word, here's Pastor John Couch.
So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." Bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. But that was not the conclusion, was it? That was part three of the plan. We have first what the power of the manger, don't we? We have secondly the power of the cross. And thirdly, we have the power of the empty tomb. We call it P3, that there was the power of the manger, and Jesus came, and he was born to die. He went to a cruel Roman cross, and he was executed brutally. That's the power of the cross. But Satan did not win. Can you imagine Satan as Christ was hanging on the cross? I can just see him now in all his bravado, that's Satan I'm referring to, and all his arrogant bravado. Finally won. This wasn't like he was looking at Satan going, "Okay, you got me on this one. I mean, we've been playing games all this time and I've been winning, but wow, Satan, you're creative. You really did this one to me." That's not what Jesus is saying. No, Jesus is showing by his death that he's actually still in control. And little did Satan know that the greatest defeat in human history was actually unfolding behind the scenes. Is that not awesome? Jesus says, "It is finished." He didn't say, "It is finished that I, you know what, I lose." He's not saying that. He's not saying, "Oh, I can't take this anymore. I give up." No, what he's saying to this is, "It is finished. Mission accomplished." He's saying, "Here's what's going to happen. The paycheck that I'm going to extend from my blood to cover your sins, that paycheck's going to cash. I've accomplished the reason for why God sent me here. I accomplished that even though I said if there's any other way, I wanted God's will and his glory and the obedience to go forth, that I'm willing to go do this, and I did it because of my great love. It is finished."
To learn more about Strength for This Day and Pastor John Couch, visit John online at thisdayministries.org. thisdayministries.org. Thanks again for tuning in. Be encouraged, be challenged, and embrace God's strength for this day.